Oshkosh Education Association President Len Herricks worked with Johnson when they co-chaired the Oshkosh Chamber Partners in Education Council. Its aim is to coordinate business and education leaders. Johnson, who runs an Oshkosh plastics company, was the group's business co-chair. Herricks represented schools. During Johnson's debate with Democrat Russ Feingold, Johnson used the partnership as an example of how he can work with people even if he doesn't agree with them.
Politically, I can guarantee you, Len Herricks and myself are pretty far apart. But that never affected our judgment in terms of how we were trying to improve education for our kids.
The statement sounds simple enough. The problem, according to Herricks, is that it's not true.
I take serious objection with that.
Herricks put out a statement with the Feingold campaign saying that he thinks Johnson's views on education are polarizing and that he demonstrated a unique ability to, in Herricks' words, turn off the morale of those employed in public education.
I just realized that he was so far to the right that, there was not a lot of hope for anything positive coming out of him in regard to public education.
Teachers' unions generally support Democrats, so it's not surprising that Herricks would be a Feingold backer. But he insists that he was going to keep quiet this campaign until Johnson used his name first. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.